brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Over the weekend, I shot a video called Black Butterflies Live. And people thought I was smoking marijuana because it was 420. No, I didn't smoke any marijuana. Or they think I'm drunk. No, I had had nothing to drink. Though I think I went inside and had one glass of wine after this. It's called poetry that came to mind very quickly, where we were burning a piece of old furniture that we found down in the gully that I guess the last owner of my house, little farmhouse, had. It was a rotten piece of furniture. So we made a little fire out in the backyard and burned it and some other stuff. Because the kids wanted to make a fire outside. It was a real pretty spring day, and it had just been raining the day before, so it was safe to have a fire. It's been so dry. And my son found a big piece of cardboard that had blown off the road over the barbed wire fence into the yard. And he said, "Can I throw this on?" And I said, "Yeah, burn it." And it created all these little black pieces that you see go up in the sky, but they're like butterflies. So I shot a quick iPhone saying, "Oh, black butterflies, the government says so." And then I cut to the fact that it's really soot out of the fire. And people are in there not even understanding what I'm saying. Some do. And it's such a pure, easy-to-understand allegory or analogy. I mean, come on. And some people don't get – I mean, it really makes me wonder sometimes. People don't get a video I shot last night driving home at about 7 while I was driving to meet my dad to watch Oblivion called Who Says the Stars Only Come Out at Night? And I shot that on my iPhone because it was so yellow. The camera didn't pick it up, made it more blue. The whole sky was like yellow and orange, and it looked just really space-agey. So I shot a video of it just because I think stuff's really cool and pretty, and people don't get what that means. I mean, I just like, what is going on out there? I mean, I just don't understand anymore. Because, again, I don't think of myself as that smart, and I mean, I'm like light years ahead of the general public. And I think it's up to us that know how things really work to a certain extent to help the cynical, arrogant, dumb people. Another thing is how arrogant, dumb idiots are. I was about to say dumbasses, but I guess I did. Let's take another call. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
I'm all right, brother. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. Hey, I just wanted to ask you if you had gotten a chance to look at the inconsistencies between Cambridge report that was posted on the Wall Street Journal and then the FBI indictment in terms of the carjacking?
I mean, there's a ton of inconsistencies and weirdness and things. I mean, the whole story is just a disaster zone and clearly is some type of staged event. With these guys working for intelligence and having aliases, and definitely the older brother. I mean, he was definitely McVeigh or Lee Harvey Oswald. We don't know all the particulars. We just know the pre-build-up, the way they handled it after. This was a scripted event. They bare minimum knew and let it happen. Bare minimum.
Absolutely. And the Cambridge report actually states that the younger brother, the two brothers were together in a Honda Civic, and one of them approached the door to the Mercedes and tapped on the window. The FBI report says that only one brother went into the Mercedes and then picked up the second brother, drove across town to pick up the second brother.
Well, listen, here's the deal. A lot of times they don't know what happened right away, so that's one reason stories get changed. But, you know, they said we're going to burn Dorner down, then they do it and say we didn't mean that. This is congenital lying. I mean, the Delta Force killed the Branch Davidians under orders. They protested it but followed orders they shouldn't have. And that even came out in Congress. The average person doesn't even know that because they're so dumbed down. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And bottom line, get back to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, checks and balances, and then they can't overrun us. Cut government, cut taxes, kick globalists out, abolish the Federal Reserve. There are the solutions. Great call. God bless you, Chris. All right, I got to go. For Clint, Bill, and Robert, I apologize to you. And I'm always frustrated with myself because I want to get to all this news. I get overheated. I start ranting and raving. And then by the nighttime show, I get a little bit more focused when I'm burnt out. But thanks for putting up with me. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Be sure and be there, 7 o'clock Central.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Undoubtedly is that the power structure and the propaganda media is seizing on this, basically foaming at the mouth, saying you've got to give up all your rights, the entire Bill of Rights, no First Amendment, no Second, no Fourth, no Fifth, no Tenth, cameras, microphones, streetlights listening to you and watching you. Checkpoints everywhere. Entire cities must be ordered to be on lockdown anytime there's a gunman anywhere. Every city needs tens of millions of dollars worth of bomb detecting and destroying robots, warrantless searches, just tens of billions to be spent on more high-tech cameras, on and on. Bloomberg and King and McCain are all in the news saying we have got to basically abolish the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Meanwhile, 520-plus people were shot and killed, many of them innocents, by gangbangers in Chicago. In Chicago, just in 2012, and they're set to break that number this year, in a city where they've taken all of the citizens' guns. A great old American city of Chicago, where we're on the radio on 1530 AM. And you look at everywhere else with crime off the chart, it's where guns are highly restricted. like Boston, like New York, like Detroit, like Los Angeles. Look at cities in Connecticut where they have very strong gun control laws. And you look at areas with almost no gun control, lower crime rates. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but the system is engaged in a cold-blooded power trip, a cold-blooded power grab, because they get hundreds of billions of dollars a year. In fact, guys, pull up the 2012 budget for Homeland Security. If memory serves, one part of it was $84 billion, and then there was supplemental of another $60 billion, and then other funding, just to the anti-terrorism part, mind you, not the other agencies. There's 37 agencies under it. But the last number I saw was over $200 billion a year. And a few months ago, and Aaron Dykes wrote about this, Big Sis came out, and she said in a press conference, she said, "You will not cut our funding," and it was a cut in the growth of it, of more than 10% a year, "or there will be more terror attacks." Now, let me ask you, is there a motive to let terrorism happen, or provocateur terrorism, or stage terrorism, to get $200 billion a year domestically? And that's what this is. You go to college now, it's all about scholarships and Homeland Security, data mining, how to spy, how to profile. Hey, how about we profile the out-of-control kleptocratic government? How about we look at those groups? The budget request was $57 billion. And they got 47.4, but that's just for the overall office of DHS, not for the 37 agencies. If you count all the money, quote, law enforcement agencies or quasi-law enforcement Homeland Security agencies, I think it's about 10 of the 30-plus agencies. It's over $200 billion. And now under cybersecurity, they're talking about a budget for cybersecurity over $50 billion a year. And they're talking about every 4 years when they get budgetary oversight and then refund it, kind of like the FAA is funded in four-year spurts. They're talking about over, again, $200 billion. So we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. It's like the Pentagon budget is $1.1 trillion a year. Guys, check that. Pull up Pentagon budget. But then they have supplemental that's over $800 billion a year, and that's not even counting black funding, secret funding, which is estimated to be $50 to $100 billion. No one really knows. They use narcotics traffic, you name it. Global narcotics traffic into the U.S. is $500 billion. Total global narcotics profits are estimated to be well over $1 trillion. And you heard it right. The United States is almost half the world market in illegal drugs. And I tell you, the government had a great strategy to make drugs illegal, hype them up as cool with Hollywood, put a lot of money into it so it's seen as avant-garde and nouveau riche and a get-rich-quick scheme. Yeah, look at that article from the Center for Strategic Budgetary Assessments. It says the DOD includes a $553 million in discretionary funding, $5 billion in mandatory funding, an additional $118 billion in requested wars in Afghanistan. By the way, these are whitewash numbers. If you pull up the numbers, it's almost $2 trillion some years. And I tell you, these numbers we're getting from government sites are absolute crud. Because I've seen them break down the numbers in Congress when they talk about the real cost of the entire thing. In fact, watch this. Pentagon budget over $1 trillion. Watch this. Pentagon budget over $1 trillion. And then you learn it's actually over that. $1 trillion Pentagon budget cut is possible but not wise. Now that's a decade long cut. Defense, $2 trillion divides Obama and Romney. Defense spending to spike $2.1 trillion under Romney. $1.2 trillion for national security. There it is. Unbelievable. The point is that they reported on $2 trillion missing 2 days before 9/11. Watch this. $2 trillion missing. Pentagon. Look at this. Go ahead and punch this up for me, guys. CBS News, 2.3 trillion missing from Pentagon. So I'm sorry, it's 2.3 trillion. That's the type of stuff that we're talking about here. And that's why they want this takeover. Now, let me just stop here and reset on air so I can calmly attempt to go over all of this today. Let me tell you some of the news that I'm going to be breaking down here. Number one, they are using the events of 9/11 to radically re-engineer the society. And despite all the basic liberties and freedoms that have been overrun, butchered, attacked, dismantled, decimated, firebombed by the criminals that have invaded the country, who want to be above the law under globalism and want to tie us down with bureaucratic tyranny, classical tyranny in our face, it did not keep us safe. You notice that we're in debt. The country's going bankrupt. We're hated worldwide. Over a million Iraqis are dead. 6,000-7,000 U.S. troops just from combat injuries. That's a conservative number. Tens of thousands more committed suicide. All of this going on in this psychopathic globalist push for world domination. And now you have 400 troops, 2,000 police, down there at the Boston Marathon, searching people's bags, you name it, a drill going on right where the bomb happens, and it did not stop the terrorist attack that killed three people and injured 100. That you would think was the end of the world. I mean, they're having bomb scares in hundreds of cities and towns. Total panic. If a box blows out of the back of a truck, in Phoenix, they've got bomb squads for hours, shutting everything down and ordering everyone to evacuate, and if you don't evacuate, they come to your house and drag you out by your hair and point guns at you. And I saw on CNN a woman who lived by a park in Boston, in the suburb of Watertown, and she's out there with her kids, and the helicopter flies over and says, "Get in your house!" And the police drive by in hundreds of photos and videos and point guns at people. And, I mean, it could be a 10-year-old blonde-haired kid, clearly not the suspect, or it could be a 14-year-old black woman, black girl, black child. I've seen the video, and they point guns at her. Yeah, oh, you must be the suspect. Yeah, we're looking for a 19-year-old Caucasian. Literally, the definition of a Caucasian from the Caucasus. You're looking for a white guy. And here, let's have a blonde woman walk out with her family, and then she lowers her hands for a minute. Let's poke her and slap at her and tell her, "Get your hands up, you piece of trash." And the videos and the photos from our listeners pouring in, they'll get up in their window and start taking photos of the cops, and the cops aim a gun right at them. It's all about them putting their hands on you. Take the Texas State Police. And guys, cue this video up for the next segment for TV viewers. For radio listeners, just type in two girls, one glove. Infowars.com. And they pull the women over. No due process, no nothing. They claim that they thought they might be speeding. And they sit there with the same glove and go in both sisters' orifices. I mean, a total assault, ladies and gentlemen. You could, get, who knows, hepatitis, anything. You don't know. E. coli, who knows. And the trooper forces her hand in. I mean, you can see it into their body. And the state police came out and said, "Yeah, we're going to do this to everybody. We defend that. That's a good idea. We're going to pull you over, including your children. We're going to ram our hands into your body." In fact, they had a big poll out just again last week. We did one a few months ago, but they didn't allow them. And Americans said, "No, we want proctology exams." See, and that, government wants to put its hands in you. This is rape. Now, no one bought it. The grand jury indicted the state police. They'll get off. But the state police in Texas, at least the people running it, want to pull your wife over, aim guns at you, all right, get her up against the car, and go into your body looking for drugs that the government publicly ships in. This is martial law. We're going to break it all down straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
By the way, at the bottom of the second hour coming up, I am going to try to do a basic review just off some notes I wrote last night of the new Tom Cruise film, Oblivion. And I'm just going to say this now. I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. I like some of his earlier work. I happen to know a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff about Tom Cruise because he lived with the Sheen family when he was first making it big for about a year. He was best friends with Emilio Estevez. So I don't particularly think he's a very nice person. Separating Tom Cruise, and by the way, this is one of his best roles. This movie is an anti-Illuminati tour de force. In fact, this is better than 2001 Space Odyssey. I mean, they've got some action scenes that are pretty good for the general dumbed down public. But I literally, my dad said, yeah, I went with my dad last night. And he said, yeah, I don't usually listen to reviews, but I almost didn't want to go see it until you asked me, because all the reviews said that no one could understand it and the plot didn't make sense. And it basically got bad reviews. And I went and saw the movie, and no wonder it got bad reviews. My mouth was hanging open. Hanging open. Because let me tell you something. The director and his co-writer, Joseph Kaczynski and Arvid Nelson, I want to get these guys on the show. No wonder they came from nowhere and wrote this and got this movie made. Because this film is a Rosetta Stone of what the Illuminati is actually planning. My mouth was, hear the words, hanging open during this, because this is actually what Ray Kurzweil and all of them think they're going to do from their own writings. And listen, this is not a pro-Illuminati revelation of the method, externalization of the hierarchy. This is a anti-Illuminati, anti-death cult, anti-technocracy, anti-transhumanist film. Anti-technocratic. It's actually got it's more of the vein of perhaps the transhumanist from a genetic perspective, but a spiritual genetics dealing with things like ancestral memories, things like that. And again, I don't think of myself as that smart. See, I'm already doing the review right now. I don't think of myself as that smart, and then I just don't get why other people don't get basic stuff. It's like one time I sent a tweet out of the sun and the clouds, and I said, who said the stars only come out at night? And all these people commented on it, and no one got what I was saying. Like, what is this? I mean, there's the sun. It's a star. Who says the stars only come out at night? You know, the darker it gets, the more you can see the stars. I just don't understand how no one understands what this movie is talking about. Every 10 seconds, it's got archetypal messages, and all of them are positive. Now, who knows if we've really got a soul, but if we do have souls, it's when we love each other. That's what makes our souls. And then it's the opposite with the... It is really an amazing film. And if you separate out the ending of the movie and replace it with the Illuminati, who are not really illuminating, they're bringing total death, then you've got basically their program and their plan. And these guys are definitely listeners. I would bet money, but beyond that, because I haven't even really broken all of this down. I mean, you see Oblivion, and it's the choice. Do you want the Oblivion of the cold-blooded psychopath, or do you want love? I mean, that's basically what it gets into. And you know, obviously, the film's already been spoiled for people. I don't think it spoils it to talk about it. But at the bottom of the next hour, I'll try to just go over the basics. Actually, after the movie, recorded some comments I've got to write down so that I go over all the points. But I got home about 10:30 last night, got in bed about 11, sat there with my iPad for about an hour, reading reviews, and couldn't find one positive review. Basically, or even the positive ones were tongue-in-cheek and like, oh, yeah, it's got great visuals, but I'm sick of Tom Cruise, and I don't quite understand it. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I think Tom Cruise did a great job in the film. People say, you know, they have such a flat affect in it. Well, yeah, of course they have a flat affect. And the movie is all about compartmentalization and how it's a prison. I mean, I'm telling you. See, the reason I've got to spoil the whole film is because people aren't getting it. So I'm going to do the film a favor today or tomorrow. I'm going to shoot a breakdown and then show all of what I'm talking about. I may have to go back and see the movie tonight and sneak a bunch of still shots in it to be able to really show you, because a lot of the film's not even out there. But I want to do the film a favor, and I want to tell all my listeners, go see Oblivion. I'll decode it for you at the bottom of the next hour. Marshall Law.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers, as we do a few times a week, to hear what you have to say about what's happening in the world. How they're trying to pass open borders, anti-gun legislation. In fact, guys, will you pull me the stack from Sunday? I never even got to it, or just type in California passes gun law, budgets $24 million for gun confiscation. Or just reprint that. I've got to get to that. They are moving on all fronts. Internet taxation, sales tax taxation online. The whole agenda is barreling forward while the state police across the country take blood without warrants. And now put their hands inside of our bodies, as the TSA did to Miss USA. And if you're a TV viewer, we're showing footage of the state police searching two sisters, and we haven't even gotten to the part where it looks like the cop's trying to force her hand into the body. And again, the state police defended all of that. So that's what I was mentioning earlier about how the government wants in your person They want in your body. They want to force you to take vaccines. They want to force you to have abortions. That is the globalist policy worldwide. They want to control your life. They see you as a biological android. They see you as obsolete machines. They don't need you anymore. They have robotics. This is the age of the drone, the age of the robot, the age of the autonomous sentient being that the globalists believe they're going to merge with. Merging into the all-seeing eye that burns red. By the way, you know what's incredible? This is why Oblivion hit me so hard last night. Guys, will you pull up the Rise of the Machines, End of Humanity, October issue of InfoWars magazine, or go to Weldon, get me a copy right now, please. Back in the warehouse, they kept some back as collector's items. Bring me the second issue, please. Because nowhere, I looked this up last night, nowhere online, I don't know how they've done it, and I was joking when I said I'd go and take photos to show you. I can just tell you, nowhere online do they show you the villain, the bad guy, in Oblivion. They say they've kept this movie secret like nothing else. And that they're obsessed with that, obviously. Now it's out, so it's not a secret. The bad guy from the movie is on the cover of my magazine from October of last year. Out of my mind. That's why this movie freaked me out so bad. Because, again, it's an archetype. And these archetypes are things that we already inherently know to be true. Very, very bizarre. But as I said, I'm going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. Or I can just go to Google and show you. Rise of the Machines, Rise of the... Oh, you got it? There you go. A black pyramid with a large glowing red eye sitting on top of a pile of skulls. Ladies and gentlemen, Oblivion. The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots, DARPA the Real Skynet, October Surprise. There it is. That was a composite done by the art crew, but my design. You see, this show is a warning, ladies and gentlemen. The Illuminati, this is what they're planning. This is what they say they're going to do. You understand that? This is an emergency transmission. But let me actually show you the exact bad guy from the movie. Please, this. That right there, if you're watching on TV. All right, that's enough. Man, it was like a brain boost or something seeing that movie. And you know I don't just come up here and rave about movies. I think they're pretty much all cheesy, even if they're well done. I watch Stanley Kubrick films now and see all the subtleties and the messages. But you know, still, it's not as powerful as they were when I was younger. I don't want to say I'm cynical, I just am well-researched and can see multi-layers into things, as any of you can if you simply open your mind up to the universe and become truly illuminated. You see, the Illuminati is a counterfeit of what the God of the universe will actually give you. And it's a pale counterfeit, a shadow of a shadow of a counterfeit. I'm going to give the number out right now. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. You're never going to see a representation of the devil more accurate than what's on your screen right now. That's the devil right there. And what's it doing? It's jacking your humanity and destroying it. And it uses the best of us against us. via compartmentalization. All right, let me get into the news here. I have an article here where the federal government is looking at forced psychological testing for all Americans. The New Freedom Initiative 2.0. Meanwhile, America is number one in fear, stress, anger, divorce, obesity, antidepressants, etc. Las Vegas hospital accused of dumping psychiatric patients in California. Accused of it? They're doing it all over the country. Bed bugs invade hospitals. Why more patients share rooms with blood-sucking pests? Why are hospitals the most dangerous place to go? Because it's where the government is in control. It's where Rockefeller Medicine is in control. If I've got a gunshot wound or a compound fracture or a finger cut off, I'll take the risk to go to the hospital. But if I need something else, I'll go to a little local, clean, new clinic. And they're trying to federalize those right now. And why do I mention that? It's because they're going to force more people on drugs, then you're going to have more mass shootings, and the answer will be more psychologists, more psychiatrists, as the priest guild to go around and drug America out so bad that we fall. Because the world is going to get so horrible, you're going to want drugs to get you out of it. The GMO, the fluoride, the chemicals in the water. When all you really need is to go out and play sports with your friends, climb a hill, go for a swim, and yeah, go get drunk if you want to. I'm not even saying that's the best thing out there, but it's a lot better than Prozac-type drugs. They show in major studies, there's several of them, University of Texas study and others, they've got a German study, a Russian study. Drinking is associated with higher IQs. Why is that? Because people that have higher IQs cannot handle it. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the perception. You can't handle how hardcore reality is. Let me tell you, not being on caffeine, not drinking at night is like being on a drug. Because the world is so real and so vivid and so incredible that you want to go drink a bottle of red wine, eat a big steak, and lay back and watch a football game. Because reality is hammer blows. Now, they're into Psychology Today, why intelligent people drink more alcohol. They got a University of Texas study, too, on higher IQs, living longer. The problem is there's the abuse of it. I mean, you know, sometimes I need to turn my brain off. I know drinking makes me overweight and stuff. I don't drink that much. Had a couple drinks with my dad last night at the movie. What do you do knowing all this? You know, that's what I think every day. I almost feel ashamed. Like, I don't almost feel ashamed. I am ashamed. I am ashamed that I dropped the ball because I need to do a better job for myself and you and my family, everybody else, and so do you. How I got caught up trying to convince people it's staged, how I got caught up in all the minutia when the big story is martial law in Boston and citizens being treated like slaves, and then debating would the government provocateur something. They've been caught over and over again. You know, I should just focus on the thousands of declassified programs, some of which had thousands of dead apiece, where they nerve gassed and bioweapon our own troops, foster kids, force sterilize people, radiate foster kids, all declassified. Our government, since the 30s, has been running eugenics covert operations. Thousands of which have been declassified. The last ones declassified are from the 90s, where they kill people. Oh, but if they take a foster child in New York in 2004, the social workers finally spoke out and deliver little black kids, mainly 8-year-olds. They tell the mothers, they always profile. Okay, you got a 2-year-old. We're going to take the 2-year-old unless you sign this waiver. We're going to take your 8-year-old. Healthy, by the way, and they took him to a big pharma facility. This was in the New York News only once or twice because whistleblowers went public. The media had the courage to cover it. Then it got shoveled under the rug. You heard about kids being given deadly AIDS drugs who didn't even have HIV because they needed, quote, healthy subjects like a rat. You go, oh, this shampoo is animal testing free. It's like, oh, good, good. What about human testing free? Oh, well, they just take your economy away and then make you have to go to pay the rent and have medical experiments. Well, not just testing deadly chemotherapy drugs on kids. They took black kids because, you know, that blacks have been the test group all along. Who've been allowed to be tested on. You let the hookers operate there, let the drugs operate there. What do they say in The Godfather? They're animals anyways. Let them lose their souls. Well, the globalists see everybody as animals, except them. When in truth, they're beyond the animals. They have lost their humanity. They're psychopathic. They're cold-blooded. They're a joke, and they've got a bunch of nobodies working for them on power trips who want to be warriors, but really are just bullies. Because they're scared to death of real war. They're too weak-minded to face what's happening. And I remember reading, I think it was in New York Daily News, you name it, about one family where they told the mother, we'll take your two-year-old if you don't do this. And they took the child, and then they tested pesticides on him for a month until he tried to get away, so they chained him down. And then they administered the pesticides in higher and higher dosages till he died in a pesticide study. And finally the CPS went, these kids are dying. This isn't Saw. This isn't Hostel where you go and think it's cool to watch women tortured, and live through that and kind of, that makes me feel powerful. See, you're scared deep down. You're so powerless that you get off vicariously seeing simulated torture. Don't worry. There are real little kids being tortured right now. There's medical experiments in China with little kids. Don't worry. Don't worry. And it's going to happen to you. You're being experimented on by the vaccines and the water and the food. You think you're going to go watch this in a movie at your little low level? And that it's not going to be done to you. Don't worry, you're going to die horribly painful, tortured deaths. Don't worry, you love hurting innocents. God is going to smash you into 1,000 pieces, but very slowly, by letting the system do it to you. Yeah, there's a headline. Organic consumers, EPA to allow pesticide testing on orphans and mentally handicapped children. That was an article, I think, of months before it came out. And I remember the article described the little black boy. He stopped struggling. They administered the final dosages. And he died. Oh, it's so liberal. Like the baby swimming in the toilet. And people on my YouTube made jokes on InfoWars. Going, there are too many people, Jones. Don't tell them what to do. The baby's getting exercise. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Oh, yeah, you're real powerful, all you evil people. I bet you'd be real tough in the ring with somebody with a battle axe. Here's your battle axe. Here's a good guy up against you any day. He'll smash your guts into the ground. But only because we know we're dealing with some scum that's got to be put down. We don't enjoy it. We'll crush you for the innocents, not because we enjoy it. You're cowards. You're cowards, and the only sick satisfaction I've got, and I repent for it, is knowing this evil system you're bringing in is going to tear your guts out slow. And you're damned to hell after that. Make sure you know that. Do not stare too long into the abyss, lest you become the abyss. God, I watched the police in those videos in Boston. Stomping around, bugging their eyes out with crazy looks on their faces, and just saying, open your door, and coming in and pointing guns at family. People in their own houses shooting video of it. And the cops, and the compliant media showing shots, look at a guy running with his daughter and the cop helping him. Only show that image. Instead, the real images of just driving by, just like I saw at the G20 when Rob Dew was there. On the news, they would say, no one's allowed out during the day, period. They would drive around to residential areas, and they would see, 12-year-old kids playing football in their front yard, and they'd aim sound cannons at them. Just this lust to pull your wife over and ram their hand up her, and then, take her sister and ram their hand up her. And then, and just the need to, okay, there's some people that, kids thinking this is America, you can be out in your front yard, let's hit them with sound cannons. Boom! And watch those slaves run. Watch those taxpayers run. Drive them into submission now. Show no mercy. Do what must be done. And the Wall Street Journal comes out and says, America is now a battleground. We're going to have checkpoints and troops. It's going to be so sexy and, billion-dollar and $10 billion contracts to, congressmen's wives. And we're going to spy on you. And we're the new elites with red carpets and jet copters. And, I mean, it's just a bunch of guys. I mean, look at Hagel. Punch up Infowars.com. Look at Hagel, you know, wearing his turtleneck and his black sunglasses because, you know, he was involved in black ops. You know, they all think he's cool. He's sexy. Yeah, he's been involved in really dark stuff. It's really cool. It's really cool. Yeah. And it's really cool to do all this. When I come back, I'm going to cover the martial law news and then go to your phone calls. But look at it right here. Drudge Report has it linked. Boston wrong. Residents ordered out of homes at gunpoint by SWAT teams. So now the president said if there's one gunman on the loose, whether it's true or not, all of you are suspects. All of you are criminals. And we're coming in your house just like Katrina. And next it's coming in your house to take your guns. And it's all about planting the flag, setting the precedent, showing you and showing police nationwide this is what we do. And the police have ceremony after ceremony on TV where they're heroes and just grandstanding up there. Absolute mental illness. Absolute mass mental illness. What are they getting us ready for? What are they? Bloomberg says we've got to stop our interpretation of the Constitution. We have to change it. We have to get rid of it because the criminals need to be protected in government. They're getting ready to fully take over. They want to put their hands on your body.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Yeah, you know, Rush is coming to Austin tonight. I think some of the crew's going to see it. I'm not going to go. I'm going to go hang out with my family. But, yeah, they're anti-New World Order. They've been anti-New World Order for a long time, but now a lot of their new music is just total anti-New World Order. And the good news is more and more good people are realizing what's happening out there. The film Cloud Atlas was anti-New World Order. I mean, there are a lot of people really starting to get the dehumanization that's taking place and realizing that there's no future if we don't turn things around. The reason I brought that up is John Baum was pointing that out to me. And, yes, you're right, John. You're right. I agree with you. Look, we're going to come back and take your calls. Anthony, John, Shelley, Daniel, Jacob, and others. It's open phones today. No guest. I need to get to listening to my message that I left myself or my voice memos so that I can write out all the notes I've got on my Oblivion review. I want to do it at the bottom of the next hour. Who knows? I may do it at the start of the next hour, but then I'll never get to it if I don't get to it soon. So I've got that. And you've just got all this incredible stuff happening, all the evidence this was scripted. And then you get things like this in the Huffington Post. California gun confiscation bill passes, approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. And it says it makes your semi-autos basically illegal and will begin the door-to-door confiscation of 40,000 handguns and assault weapons illegally owned by Californians. SB 140. Oh, man. There you go. But, oh, there's no gun confiscation coming. And, again, it's not only that they did this martial law drill. They're saying this shows this is the new America, the Wall Street Journal says. This is how you're going to live for your safety. For three dead people in an event that's got fingerprints of the globalists all over it. And then you've got the hyping. And they're saying there will be more bombings. The good news is they were going to go with the Tea Party. That was clear. We derailed them, so they went with their fallback patsies, who the FBI knew and had watched for years and knew where they lived, and they were at their houses and at their dorms like nothing had happened until they got the word, the mother says, and then something scared them, so they fled. And then you've got what the witnesses are saying conflicting things, too. But we have the unprecedented, and now Kurt Nimmo has added images to the Watson article that Drudge linked to. Go to drudgereport.com in the middle column. It says Boston residents ordered out of homes. And then you notice the Daily Mail's under it, and they added more videos. That's our article, the original. They wrote off our article and give us credit in the Daily Mail. But that's what I told Nimmo this morning, is just add more videos and photos, because we've literally got hundreds of photos and dozens of videos. I'm trying to dig up the one. I know we were taping when it happened, when CNN showed the woman at her house that's right by a park with her kids, and they fly over in the day and go, "Get in your house!" I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm not getting in my house. I've had enough of you. The borders are wide open. Illegal aliens are above the law. Nothing even against them. The point is that this is all about training the American citizens that were like milk cows or something. And I'm not your slave, and I'm sick of it. They use security as the new slavery. We're going to enslave you to keep you safe. No thanks. I'll take my Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everything that's happening is 180 degrees the opposite of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Let me point this out to you. I told you for 17, almost 18 years this was coming. Now, I was on here about 2 years as a mainline libertarian before I really woke up. So for 15, 16 years, I've told you this. And I went to urban warfare drills and watched Marines training to take you out of your house and shoot you in the back of the head. And take your guns and put you in a FEMA camp in America. And I put that in my film Police State 2000. And I interviewed police chiefs and others who were all vets who said this is a martial law conditioning drill. Chief Allie Philippus, Thomas Sanchez, you name it. These are police chiefs and people I'm listing here who I have on video. I've been warning you. I told you to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.